This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you think about what he started, he'll move forward on tax reform, healthcare, on immigration, on trade. It's been a huge, hugely successful first 100 days.
That's Sean Spicer, the mouthpiece at the White House, talking about Donald Trump, because that's what we do. We measure at 100 days. What do you say? Massive success or just a little bit okay? You can always join the conversation. You know that, how we roll here, 855-266-5283. But Lori Lewis knows all about Donald Trump because she's there covering what's happening in Washington, D.C. for Talk Media News. Hey, Lori.
Hey, Kate.
So was there measuring sticks? Were measuring passed around today in honor of Donald Trump?
I didn't actually see, a yardstick being passed around. In fact, like your listeners may have heard, the White House is somewhat trying to avoid that measuring stick, right? Trump's saying that this 100-day mark is kind of arbitrary and doesn't mean much. You can make of that as you will. Had he accomplished more of what he wanted to, right, tax reform, health care, a border wall, immigration reform, within this first 100 days, which would have been, right, a huge feat, would the White House be talking about it differently? Probably.
Yeah, so the border wall, that's interesting because taxpayers, there was an announcement that taxpayers would probably have to pay for it, and now they're kind of backing away from that. What's the latest on the wall money?
So the latest on the wall is that the government is facing a deadline where it's going to run out of money and the government's going to have to shut down, or Congress is going to have to, right, pass a new funding bill. So what's going on with the wall right now is the Trump administration is saying that they're kind of willing to shut down the government in order to get some of this wall paid for inside of that funding bill. And they took a pretty hard stance on this, and then today that kind of changed, and they said, well, we don't have to actually have funding for the explicit wall, as you would imagine, like a concrete structure in that bill, but we want funding for the southern border security in that bill. So that could be, surveillance technology, drones, cameras, that sort of thing. So this is something that the administration still is pushing for, and Trump, in an interview with the Associated Press, I think it was yesterday, said that he fully still intends to pursue this wall. It's something he promised his base, and it is, to quote him, 100% going to happen.
Wow. So we move from that. Another promise was the whole health care thing, getting rid of Obamacare, booting it to the curb. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer also, besides talking about the 100 days in general, when he was asked about what's happening with the health care bill, he said, I think the vote's going to get scheduled when Speaker Ryan and the rest of the gang determine they have the votes and feel confident. So that's kind of getting pushed off to the side, it seems, huh?
It does seem that way, yeah. This was something that they said, the White House said they wanted to, or they didn't outright say this. This was like reports, right, quoting officials, but this was something that they wanted to attempt again. But today, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said that this is something that's not going to happen likely, and that they want to make sure they have the congressional support before moving.
Wow. There's an interesting part of what's also coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because remember the downfall of Bush 1 was read my lips, no more taxes. But Trump's already in. He's the president. He's talking about drastic tax cuts, including the corporate tax, smacking that down to 15%. Will he get support for that?
So that's right. That's a conversation that's ongoing. The idea here is that there's people within his own party who aren't going to support this because they're people that are concerned about the federal deficit and they don't want to increase the federal deficit. So if this means, going from that 35% tax rate down to a 15%, it's going to increase the deficit over a decade, and into the future. And Trump's point is that this is going to be kind of like a trickle-down economics this tax cut is going to create so much revenue and so much growth that it will, you know, outdo what it would take away from the federal government's income. So that's it within his own party. And then, of course, there's concerns also on the other side from Democrats about what this would mean, again, for revenue for the government that can be used for other social programs. So if this is something that's going to pass in its current form, you know, if you threw it at Congress right now, I don't think that it would move. But, you know, the boulder's just starting to roll.
Yeah. Speaking of the boulder rolling, this one's been rolling for a while. We're speaking with Lori Lewis from Talk Media News. North Korea, the tensions all over the map, a possible action. The U.S. supposedly is weighing military action. What do you know about this?
So when you say the U.S. is weighing military options, I think we should recognize that the U.S. is always weighing military options.
True.
It's true. There's always a contingency plan. Like, the U.S. military has everything mapped down to a T. They are prepared for, you know, what's going to be thrown at them. So they're prepared for a nuclear test or a missile test, whether that be an ICBM or otherwise. What that response exactly is going to look like, I'm not sure. I think that would completely depend on what that test looks like, right? Does North Korea try and target a Japanese asset, a South Korean asset, a U.S. asset? There's talk that there could be some sort of test within the next 24 hours because North Korea is celebrating a holiday. But whether the U.S. government has made up its mind about exactly what that response would be, if they have made it up, they're not expressing that publicly. And also, it should be noted that Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is often one, at least in recent months, right, since becoming the head of the Defense Department, who's urged diplomacy and restraint in a lot of these high tension situations. So yeah. I don't know if that puts your mind at any ease, but he's advocated for diplomacy.
There you go. All right, last one. This is such a tough question. So what does Lori Lewis do to relax? Are you part of like a media massive softball league or a bowling league? Or, you know, you got to get in with all, you know how the media is. It's incestuous. You got to be in, what, a pool club or something?
Oh, my gosh, you're so funny. So I've lived in Washington, D.C. for about 3 years, and I've been meaning to join what's called the National Press Club the entire time I've been here, but I haven't. So I'm not a member of any sort of press club. What I do to relax is I often hang out with my friends. That's pretty much
nice.
What I think too. Yeah.
I like that. So. All right. You get to hang out with your friends. Cool. Yeah. All right. Double L, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
We got to get her in that National Press Club. Yeah. So she can hobnob with the top echelon types in the media. So Donald Trump, 100 days, you can certainly weigh in, as I said, at the top of this. Let me mix up the numbers for you. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. We have another incident on a plane. Yeah, not snakes on a plane, not anybody being dragged off the plane so crew members can get on and fly away as they decide, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, no, 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 no. This time, video emerging of an American Airlines incident where a male passenger confronted a male flight attendant, warning him, "You do not do that to me. I'll knock you flat." The flight attendant rushes right back at the passenger, responds with a, "Hit me, bring it on." And the chest bumping ensued. You want to know what happened? You got to stick around. I'll tell you on the flip side.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses.
viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Doesn't always tell the whole story, right? Because sometimes you get one side of the story. So here's what happened. This is what happened. It was all had to do with a stroller. And apparently the flight attendant had a confrontation with a female passenger holding a baby, yanked a baby stroller away from her. And the tape started rolling afterwards. It was all caught on tape, but after all of that. So passengers... Man, you got to roll that tape because you cannot be pushed around, right? Like, airlines are going to be held accountable. Their feet are going to be on fire. Not even just held to the fire, on fire. Because people are watching the footage. It gets leaked online and then it's video. Boom, that's it. So for this video, it shows what happened when the passenger said, huh, I'm going to go up to this crew member. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to speak up on behalf of a stranger because that was wrong. The female passenger, the woman holding the baby, had the stroller pushed away from, you know, just ripped out of her arms, apparently. She was crying in the whole video from the beginning to the end. And she was hit in the face before the video begins. And you can understand why that would be stressful. Whether they're saying you can't have the stroller or whatever the reason is, the force, if that's... You know, if there was force that was used, and the crew isn't really denying it, so she comes off kind of believable. I'd say pretty darn believable, right? I mean, come on. And of course, this is, it's like the Hunger Games. Is it like the Hunger Games, or am I exaggerating? I know I wouldn't have wanted to be on that United flight. It just would have been sickening to me. And And I have seen, I've seen some crazy briskness. And of course, I have friends that are, I have two friends that are pilots. And I have a friend who's a flight attendant, and they're super nice people, and they say so much of this is BS. I think some stories could be exaggerated, imagine that. But I think some stories are the raw truth. Naked and afraid on the plane. I do. I think that, you know, you want people to be paying attention, because if something does go down that is just wrong and you're on the wrong end of it, it'd be great if somebody was rolling video on it, seriously. Then there is no deny. Uh-uh. Can happen. All right, Tucker Carlson, you're getting used to him. He steps in for Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly doing his podcast thing. He'll still make some money on that. And he had plenty to say about being pushed off of Fox. So with Tucker in now in that slot, he pointed the other night to a recent poll showing President Trump would win re-election by 43-40% over Hillary Clinton if the election were held today. And says pretty much, look, how disastrous is that? He had a debate with Clinton campaign advisor Richard Goodstein, and they, you know, kind of went back and forth on that. I would say that piece was pretty solid. I love a different point of view, and which, by the way, it brings me to that moment in the show where when I give out the digits, listen, you can be as left as possible, or somewhere in the middle, or as right as you choose to be. America Tonight is about opinions. It's about having a conversation and not having a screaming match and being dragged off the air. Because that's how we roll here. Let's go to Tomas in the great state of Michigan. Hi, Tomas.
Can you hear me now?
I can always hear you, yes.
Well, you know, they say the 100-day day is coming up and everybody's judging Trump. I say he's done really important things that the media will not talk about. The most important thing he did was he kicked Paul Ryan out of the limelight, and he put in Pence. That was really important. Pence is now working the Trump Care replacement, and that is really important because Paul Ryan is just a traitor. I mean, he just worries about Paul Ryan. He wants to be president. That's what's going on. So I'm glad he did that. Then he got rid of the filibuster. He nuked the filibuster. Big boom right there. Right? He got the Supreme Court guy elected. Right?
Yeah.
All right. And then guess what? When the Syrians gassed their people, only one country on earth did anything. Everybody else, you know, talked. Only one country did something. Our country. Big time. He dropped that Moab on the Taliban.
Right? Oh, I think that was had to be done and was brilliant, yes.
And I heard some talk radio guy went down to the border, and the Border Patrol told him that usually they have 300 illegal immigrants detained every day at that center. And that day they only had 7. That's a 98% reduction because people are not coming in. They know that the door is not open anymore. It's not Obama. It's Trump. Totally different. And I think the biggest thing that you can say right now that no one is saying is that Trump is encouraging the French people to stand up for their country like we stood up for ours. And I tell you what, they're talking about this little pajama boy they got over there, you know, who married his high school teacher, 24
yeah.
years older than her.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a break now. You know, one thing that nobody is saying is that this will be the first time that the French have the ability to elect a woman president, okay? And the women in France, you know, they're not stupid. just seeing this. And there's got to be a reason why nobody in the media is talking about that. They're talking about the other guy, little pajama boy it is, and he's so young and he's so handsome. But the women in France are going, please, give me a break. You think they're going to vote for that guy? I'm telling you, the women in France are going to decide that election. They're not going to vote for pajama boy. They're going to vote for a real French woman.
Yes, and you're talking about, what's her name? Marine Le Pen. Marine Le Pen. I saw a story, actually 60 Minutes did a brilliant story on her, and that was a couple of months ago, and she's interesting because she is a take-no-prisoners kind of broad. She's a broad.
You know, she looks like she came out of the same mold as, you know what, she's a patriot, just like Trump is a patriot.
Yeah.
She's a patriot. And the French people are tired.
She's fighting against Islam, the women's rights and all that. She's fighting for that whole idea. So there are plenty of people that don't want to see her get elected either. But I like some of what I've heard from her. And she doesn't back down, that's for sure.
Okay, you know, the French people don't even have their own money anymore.
I know.
Remember, you used to have the franc. They don't have
it. I know.
They've lost their country. It's only in name only. They hardly have borders, you know. I'm surprised they still have their own army. I mean, she is going to just, it's going to be a landslide. I think the women are going to go 75% for her. And you know what? The best thing about her is her first name is Marine. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, there's no question. She is take no prisoners. So exactly, you're right. Because she wants to abandon the euro. She wants the automatic expulsion of illegals, and she wants to cut immigration drastically. She wants extremist kind of mosques shut down. Absolutely. She wants all kinds of things like the Muslim headscarves and veils in public. No way. That's what she's saying. That's not happening. And even just like Trump, she wants to put a 35% tax on anything from places that relocate out of France. So if you and I have a company in France, if we're going to take it someplace else, she's going to tax us.
Well, you know, they're worse off than we ever were. Because
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They don't even have their own money. Can you imagine
if
they don't have the dollar?
No.
Anymore?
No.
You know, the thing is, when your government does not have the ability to print its own money, then guess what happens? You can't print money when you're in trouble, you know? You can't lower the value of the dollar like we do over here. You're dead. You're like Greece.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and that's a crazy comparison, that's for sure. Nobody wants to be like Greece. Tomas, thank you. Good call. 855-266-5283. So what's up with Bill O'Reilly? He had a few things to say on his podcast. I'm glad you hear that coming up next on America Tonight.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics, yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I am sad that I'm not on television anymore. I was very surprised how it all turned out. I can't say a lot because there's much stuff going on right now. I can't say any more because I just don't want to influence the flow of the information. Okay, I don't want the media to take what I say and misconstrue it. And you, as a loyal O'Reilly listener, have a right to know, I think, down the lane, what exactly happened. And we are working in that direction, okay?
So Bill O'Reilly speaking out in the podcast, saying he misses TV, that the truth is going to come out about his firing. He breaks his silence pretty much after getting the boot from Fox. It's interesting because he comes back from vacation, and I don't think he anticipated when he signed off that he was going to be fired from the network for the allegations of the sexual harassment. He addressed them, as you just heard there, on his website, in the podcast. Sad he wasn't on TV, surprised how it turned out, is what he said. New episodes, which air Monday through Thursday, will be free to download, apparently, this week. And during a 19-minute episode, O'Reilly said he intends to turn his podcast into a genuine news program. So he did what he does on TV on the podcast, and he says the truth will come out. He says that he, I don't know, but why can't he, here's what I don't get, why can't he say any more? The sexual harassment lawsuits against him were settled. So this $25 million severance package bars him from suing Fox News, but doesn't, he's free to speak, I would assume. And he's insisting that the harassment allegations were all unfounded. His attorneys claimed he was the victim of a smear campaign, and it's being orchestrated by others, and that they have the evidence to prove it. Well, then, if they have the evidence to prove it, they need to come forward now. They need to come forward as fast as possible, because he is obviously buried under all this nonsense. And, you know, I got to say this. Where there's smoke, there's fire. I get it that certainly we live in an era where people are judged guilty before any kind of proof sometimes. But there were certainly credible people that had plenty to say about how Bill O'Reilly was. You know, there was a thing about power, and power combined with lust or just that overall feeling of invincibility, it's like a magic elixir for some. I've seen this in some of the guys, I've seen this in guys before that I think are, tremendous human beings, and then they get all of a sudden, they start to move up the ranks, and they're just killing, they're killing it in whatever it is they're doing, and then somehow it all unravels. So who knows, maybe this podcast that he's doing, he'll have something solid and concrete that he'll be able to, to put out there. And boy, Fox, it's crazy, the former Fox host is saying that a bunch of network operatives hacked her phone. It was part of a whole smear campaign, and the lawsuits just keep on coming, like the holidays over at Fox. Andrea Tantros filed one in federal court saying that the network hacked her phones and emails, that they were after her, after she reported a sexual harassment complaint against Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly. In the suit, she details what she calls a plot, and she went through what it was. She accuses the guy who runs an investment firm of orchestrating a whole bunch of Twitter sock puppet trolls to harass her, and oh boy, oh boy. So she's saying that the hacking started when she was off the air in April of 2016, after speaking up to her bosses about harassment at Fox News. Every day, I will say this, every day a shoe is not dropping. It's every third day a shoe falls out from somewhere. But she has a lot of documentation. A lot of documentation. And her suit does give them a problem, because they're trying to move on from the O'Reilly scandal, and the investigation is ongoing into the network. So it may be, I don't know, it may be that they settle no matter what because of what's happening at that network. It's coming apart at the seams, when it comes to the harassment issues. So they go with something really safe, Tucker Carlson, but it's the ratings game, because you got to get the ratings, folks, you all know this, to sell the soap at the right prices to keep everything rolling. It's that vicious cycle called dependency on advertising. And there's a whole lot of that happening. For O'Reilly, with the podcast, if he can get half of his audience even, or newbies, that wanted to listen to him, if he can engage them, and then turn around and do a subscription-based thing. I mean, he'll be all right anyway. Certainly he's made enough money. But I'll be curious what that trail leads to when he says there's more. There's more. There's more than meets the eye. Then I want to see it. I want my eyes open. Let's see it. Bring it. When you put it out there, bring it. You got to give us the payoff. If that's true, boy, there should be people working overtime. Overtime. To make that happen. Let's get to the good stuff. Want to get to the good stuff? If you're an investor, or hey, look, even if you're lucky enough to work for a good company where you have a 401k, the NASDAQ closed at a new high. The Dow boosted up to 200 points after the first round of the French presidential elections that we were just talking about, Tomas brought up. The runoff election in May to determine France's next president will put a centrist and a market-friendly candidate against Marine Le Pen, who is anti-euro and against globalization. So, what specifically did it mean? You want me to tell you? The NASDAQ popped up 73 points, 73.30, a big high, a record high. The Dow closed up 216.13 points, 1.1% higher. I mean, everything was rallying. So the bad news for France was the good news for us in the United States. And then this conversation about tax reform would also be a game changer when it comes to your business. There were a few other things that might have driven the market, but mostly it was what's been happening in the conversation in France. Mostly. It's interesting because investors are an anxiety-ridden bunch. But they didn't have to worry about it. That's one day. And we know how quickly, boom, that turns around. Blink of the eye, boom, that's it. A couple of quick odds and ends that I found incredibly interesting today. See, this is my process. I get up in the morning, just like all of you. You know, that whole third shift thing, baloney. You start to roll, you can't get into the second REM or the third REM. Well, I'm up. 1.5 REMs, then I'm up. But I got to have my coffee. So I make my coffee and I'm perusing. I'm surfing. People have sent me stories to look at, given me their opinion. And I'm reading interesting, at odds kind of polls. Like the Wall Street Journal NBC poll showed approval for Ryan as the Speaker of the House in Congress, boom, plummeting, taking a nosedive, taking a serious nosedive. And then there was this crazy poll that found that most Americans prefer larger government. Is that true? Larger government? And, you know, Pew always says that they're nonpartisan. They're not partisan. They reported Monday that 48% of Americans said they prefer bigger government that provides more services, up 7% since last September. 45% say they would prefer a smaller government that provides fewer services, down 5 points since September. It shows the demographics. That's what it shows. 75%, however, approved of increasing money for veterans' benefits. Yay! 58% favor increasing money for rebuilding highways and bridges. Gotta invest in that infrastructure. It is crumbling around us. Look at all the sinkhole problems in the U.S. All right, stay with us. Coming up, we can count here on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com. We'll be right back.
the bugs that jumped into the system on us. How about that? That hasn't happened to us in a while. I'm blaming the fact that I was getting out the yardstick in the beginning of the show. All right, so let's jump to some numbers. How about that? And there's some interesting numbers, even from the world of sports, because we're in the playoffs of the NBA. We've got the draft coming up. We have the playoffs both in the NBA and in the NHL, too, for those of you who like sports. And you do email me, so I know there's some of you out there that are paying attention to what's happening. I'll tell you this. How about this? The Raptors end up, for all of you who are Buck fans, knocking out the Bucks, not knocking them out completely, but for this last game, 25 points. Game 5, they rolled past them that big. 25 points in this win over Toronto, 118-93 in Toronto. That was stunning. It hasn't been that kind of a series, but it was just completely dominant. I mean, just completely dominant. So, Serge Ibaka, one of the Raptors' studs, picked up from the Magic at the trade deadline, produced one of his biggest efforts in a Raptor uniform, 19 points. But how interesting that, again, just attack, and there's your numbers. Lots of numbers, but that's what sports is about. And we can count is really numbers everywhere. I mean, in almost everything we do. I always say when you're trying to figure out what your wow is, it's probably some sort of number. Here's a number for you. The penguin population in Antarctica, 12 million. Can you imagine 12 million of those waddling birds are down there? They just did this comprehensive survey. So however you can count that many birds, I don't know, that many penguins, but they did. They calculated the number of each of the 5 species of penguins. The 5 species include the emperor, the macaroni. Did you know that? Macaroni, chinstrap, gentoo, Adelie. Yeah, that's the 5 species. I'm not making this up. So it was compiled by one person who's had the job for 2 decades. Seriously, can you imagine that? You go to a party. Hey, what do? I count penguins. And he does. He counts penguins. He was a government lawyer, and now he's like Dr. Doolittle. Doolittle. He's been going to the Antarctica for 30 years. That's crazy. That is. I'm serious. But very cool. We need to get this guy on the show. We're going to track him down. I'm determined to talk to him because I think he has the wildest job ever. Just deciding, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go count the penguins. Why not? 12 million. That's how many. 12 million penguins. Let's move to another number for we can count. How about this? Are you sad that Mega Million tickets are going up? Yeah. You big lottery player? If you are, it is $2 now to play Mega Million. So they're jumping up from 1 to 2. The odds of the winning the jackpot will decrease. Did you know that? Yeah. What they're saying is, you know, this is offered in 44 states. And it's already been approved by the Mega Millions National Consortium. Did you know there was a consortium? There is. Profits from every Mega Millions ticket remain in the state in which the ticket was sold, which is pretty good. New York had to make the change to continue offering the game because it accounted for $280 million in lottery sales in the state last year. Wow. So the rule changes will have players pick from 70 numbers for the first set of picks and 25 for the second. But here's what's interesting. The chances of winning the jackpot, think about this, decreasing from 1 in 250 8.9 million to 1 in 302.6 million. While the chance of winning any prize goes will go from 1 in 14.71 to 1 in 24. I don't know. Listen, can you imagine if you plunked down just for fun a couple of bucks and you hit the lottery? The largest jackpot, $656 million. That happened in 2012. Three winners, Kansas, Illinois, and Maryland. Yeah. I like when people say, I don't play the lottery until everybody's talking about it and it's leading the news and it's like a sky-high jackpot. And the only reason it makes me laugh is because I think, well, wait a second. If the regular old lottery, that old lottery, was $15 million and you just played, yeah, a couple of bucks, which now would be $2 for one try, would you be really disappointed if you only won $15 million? Oh, shucks. I plunked down my money and I only won my $2, my $6, and I only won $15 million. I won't play that lottery unless it's sky high. I mean, I get it, but I don't. I think winning any lottery is good, no matter what it is. If it's found money and you pay out the taxes, boom, bada bing, you're ahead of the game. Give yourself a hand. Right? Absolutely. Remember the disappearance of Richard Simmons? People were talking about that, like, hey, whatever happened to Mr. Exercise? He's gone. He was hospitalized. Cedars-Sinai. He thanked fans on Facebook. And he even said, aren't you sick of hearing and reading about me? He said, I'm not missing. He was even referencing a popular podcast, Missing Richard Simmons. Yeah, and it was about that he retreated from the public in 2014. Were they, did you see him? Have you seen him? Where does he pop up? What's going on? How come we haven't seen him? You know, all that kind of stuff. So, of course, Richard Simmons just gave a shout out to all the doctors and nurses and everybody else at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, and there were pictures, you know, that you could see kind of all of them, and that's it. So he popped back up and he looked actually okay. He looked okay, but he did seem like he was out there a lot, and then all of a sudden he wasn't. That you kept seeing him on infomercials, he was popping up here and there on talk shows, and then, wow, suddenly no Richard Simmons. And then finally this, if you have millions and millions of dollars, are you interested in women's shoes? Yes. The popular British fashion chain Jimmy Choo is considering putting itself up for sale. Wow. That's a long list, or it's getting long, of luxury retailers headed for shakeups.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.